Each week at BNI for Success, we'll talk about referral networking that works. We'll discuss networking tips, strategies, and action steps that are designed to help entrepreneurs and businesses work together to create quality referral business and explore new opportunities.
Good morning, everybody. Here in Los Angeles, it is 11:30 Pacific. For who's ever listening in on this recording, I'm so glad we're able to come to you at your time zone in your leisure. Today's BNI Decoded guest is Dave Rittenhouse. He is our BNI Greater Los Angeles Executive Training Director. And his topic today is Shedding the Negative Attitude Player. And you have a little subtitle in there, Dave, don't you? And that is, even if they're a referral superstar. I kind of think that's a very interesting aspect, and I'm excited to hear more from you on this topic. I'm going to turn this right over to you as soon as I explain the format of this meeting. So our presenter, who is here today, is going to speak a little bit about the topic, and then we're going to engage you, so a little bit of this and that. This session lasts 30 minutes. It tends to go over, so we have a hard stop at 45 minutes on this, and we really, really have to honor everybody's time. So I hope that we can keep you engaged and then disengage real quick. So Dave, please take it away. We're ready to hear from you.
All right. Thank you, Cece. Thank you. Hello, everyone. So we're going to start off with a question. Could your chapter get better by subtracting something from it rather than adding something to it? And I saw George's hand go up.
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes subtraction is addition. If you have a member in the chapter that behaviors don't are in alignment to our core values, so that could affect other members.
All right. Thank you, George. Claudia or Bruce, you have any input that you want to add to that? Do you think George is right?
Yes. We have experienced that in our chapter, and sometimes the chapter gets a little smaller. A little smaller, but a little tighter.
Great, because conventional thinking encourages adding to make things better. But great leaders, coaches have an understanding sometimes subtracting from the whole might actually be better in the long run. And the phrase we're actually going to be talking about, yes, it says shedding the negative attitude player. But believe it or not, we will be dealing with that is addition by subtraction. And George, you actually gave away my topic, and I appreciate that. But addition by subtraction, you'll see, is a phrase used by business leaders and coaches to mean that sometimes your team can actually get better by shedding some people or practices that inhibit the growth or success of a business, sports team, or BNI chapter. And you want to consider how the addition by subtraction concept might be beneficial for you and your chapter. And I'm going to cover about seven different instances that we're going to explore together on the addition by subtraction theme. And you may see that some of these things could add up favorably for your chapter. So again, consider these instances when you're building or adding to your chapter this year, as well as when you are putting together your leadership team. That's so important. So there you go. There he is, shedding that negative attitude player. Okay, I got to warn you, I'm going to have some sports stuff coming up. Imagine intentionally leaving one of your all-American athletes home when you're trying to win the national championship. Aaron's shaking his head. No, not going to do it. Not going to happen. This is exactly what Arizona softball coach Mike Kendrea did some years ago when he discovered that his talented yet turbulent All-American pitcher broke a major team rule the night before heading to Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series. Boggles the mind. Sure, Coach Kendrea's move may have gambled away his team's chances by going to the series with only one pitcher and having to play four or five games against the nation's toughest teams. But yet, he knew that if he overlooked what happened that night, and brought her along, the distraction and dissension most certainly would have caused a divided and destroyed the team from the inside. It wouldn't have been an external. So he used the addition by subtraction principle. He decided to leave that All-American pitcher home. So the Wildcats came together as a team and went to battle with one pitcher over four games, including a 14-inning game against arch rival UCLA, and won the national championship. So Cease, UCLA boosters, if there are others in the room, I apologize for using this story. But
we'll forgive you. Great example.
Thank you. How do we apply this to our chapter? How do we apply this addition by subtraction principle to our chapter? And if you think about BNI policies, and then you think of your superstar player, that referral machine in your chapter, have they developed that attitude that since they pass all the referrals in the chapter, the policies don't apply to them? Do they have an effect on the chapter or affect the mindset of other peoples that sit around the chapter table at your meeting or in the Zoom box? Do they affect your chapters? And we've all had that type of superstar person. And George, I see your hand up.
Yes.
What say you?
Well, I mean, I like sports. So sometimes you have a superstar, but because that person's persona creates a toxic locker room, okay? And BNI terms, that could be that, yeah, this person might be a superstar in terms of bringing in guests and maybe referrals and things like that. But if that person doesn't have the right attitude, it could be very toxic for the rest of the members.
Yeah, definitely agree. That attitude or mindset that they might have could actually prevent visitors from joining a chapter.
Absolutely. And also, you know, it might be in the short run, but it's undermining what the long game is.
Exactly. And if they're part of the leadership team, they really have a platform to permeate that culture through the whole thing, through the whole chapter. So thank you. Thank you for participating. Anybody else, would they like to add something in here? Bruce,
the only
please.
Thing that I might add is when you find a negative aspect of it, of an individual, his or her attitude towards something, I try to explain what it does and what would be better, and maybe they'll change. But if they don't, then it is a negative thing and you don't want them there.
Right. And BNI, we have things built in to help with that. There's progressive coaching, also called progressive counseling, depending on the operations manual that you're looking at. We want to coach them up. They may not even know what their effect is on the chapter, or they do know, and we've got to potentially remove them with following the correct procedures. So thank you both. All right. Cutting or not recruiting the jerks. And there's a saying in the business world, the best time to fire someone is before you hire them. So keeping the addition by subtraction principle in mind when determining your chapter, if you come to realize that a member is only going to cause you and your chapter problems, make the decision early to keep them off your team or out of your chapter. Now, when we go to bring in, we're recruiting, we're inviting. What's one of the most important tools when considering a new member? In your opinion, I have my own opinions.
Positive attitude.
Positive attitude is a great one. It's one of our core values over on this side. Yep, it's over there somewhere. All right. So thank you, Bruce. Aaron, You deal with a lot of people for the region. What's one of those tools that you have when you're talking with people to try and place them or bring them into a network launch that gives you the yay or nay on considering them as a potential person?
Usually passion. I can usually tell if someone is kind of having that they really want to grow with other business owners and seeking a co a chapter with the culture that's more reciprocal. Those are usually the people I know that would be a good fit. And then the ones that are kind of more like, well, what can Ben I do for me? What can like how can I grow? When am I expected to get a return on my investment? Those are usually the ones I can kind of tell they're going to be fun suckers and it's going to be all about them when they go to a chapter.
Awesome. These are great answers. One of the tools I really like that BNI has built in when you're inviting and recruiting a new member, and they go and they're potentially going to submit the application, is that interview process. Is utilizing that to really find out where their mindset is. Are they a champion of giver's gain or the law of reciprocity? Or are they in it for themselves? So for me, that interviewing process of sitting down, membership committee member with the person and saying, well, can you commit to doing this or can you commit to doing that? Let's go ahead and let's book the chapter meeting right on your calendar. Are you willing to do that? It gives you an idea where this person, their mindset is. And there's some other tools too. So I'm going to go back to sports again. But you think about this, and with that seasoned member, if they're not willing to go back and invest in themselves, either with CEUs or back to the trainings, because we all know education is a leaky bucket. That's another thing to take a look when they come up for renewal. What's their performance like in the chapter? Yeah, they could be passing a lot of referrals, but maybe they're not doing the one-to-ones. Maybe they're just passing a ton of referrals to one person because they've been buddies for 12 to 14 years now. That's not a bad thing, but it just means are they spending the time to actually get to know the other people in the chapter? It becomes their mindset. The rest of the chapter says, hey, why they're doing great, but they're not communicating with the rest of us. And it starts to divide the chapter that way. It's that whole, believe it or not, that's a negative attitude when they're not doing the one-to-ones. So potentially with that seasoned member, you could be giving up a lot of referrals, but the headaches and heartaches of a bad apple often aren't worth the referrals that person might bring to your chapter with a new member or a seasoned member. Because if they divide your chapter, then it's a house divided and it doesn't stand. But in sports, concept applies equally as well in recruiting. There's likely a good reason why North Carolina men's basketball coach Roy Williams, at the time, hasn't recruited some supremely talented individuals. It's because they had a me first attitude, and that didn't sit well with him, his team, or his system. He realized in the long run, his program benefits if he subtracts them from his recruiting list. And that's why that initial conversation that we have with a new member, person we've invited, gives you an idea of what their mindset is. So we want to look at that. And the other thing is that me first attitude really does go against the core value of all the core values of giver's gain, where everything else was built from. So we do want to pay attention to that. And some of you might be thinking, oh, well, okay, so now I've got to do this too. Utilize your membership committee, utilize the other people in your chapter, get them involved. If they have a piece of the pie, and they become accountable and responsible for that process, they become more involved. Focusing on your chapter priorities. We've seen this, and this is another way to apply the addition by subtraction principle. Keep in mind the 80-20 principle. Focusing your time, especially if you're in leadership, and effort on the 20% of things that typically determine 80% of your results. Evaluate how you use your time and be sure to do the 20% of activities that have the biggest impact on your chapter success. Because the more successful your chapter is, the more successful you become and the more people see you as a leader in the chapter. And another piece that's built into BNI with the different teams in the leadership team, and there are individuals in your chapter that want to do something, but they don't know how or what. They need some guidance. But whenever possible, delegate or eliminate those 80% of activities that aren't significantly moving your chapter forward. And BNI does help with the delegation process. That's how the different chairs came about in the membership committee. Now the VP says, hey, we've got an application to go through, and it goes to the quality assurance person. The quality assurance person is the person that runs with the ball. They're the ones that are supposed to take it. They might do some of the legwork, and they make sure that the other members in the membership committee, if they're available, take part of the ownership of it too. And then the quality assurance person comes back to the VP, because the VP ultimately holds them accountable and says, here's where we are. We're going to have a vote. This is what we found out about this person. No, they are not a registered sex offender. Yes, they have valid licenses. And now we're going to do our vote. And the VP is an acting member of the membership committee. They have a vote. They're not a tiebreaker. So there's a delegation process built into all the different things. We have a visitor host coordinator. Visitor host coordinator coordinates the other visitor hosts. You have a visitor host greeter. We're all supposed to be unofficial visitor hosts, but a visitor host greeter is the one that's greeting everybody that comes into the room. Everyone, members, director consultants, invitees, visitors, substitutes, however you want to call them, even members from other chapters, they greet everybody as best as they can. Sometimes it gets a little challenging in Zoom. Sometimes it gets a little challenging in person, but that's what their job is as a visitor host greeter. The visitor host closer, they're the person that's supposed to be well-versed with their slide deck, and they go into a breakout room at the designated time with the invitees, the people that are convertible. That's a visitor, a convertible individual. And they go through and they answer those main questions for them. So the rest of the meeting can continue on and everyone gets to respect each other's time. Now, I will recommend that you should have your members stick around for when the visitors come back, because they could do some more open networking with them. And that could actually increase the percentage of people that become members of your chapter. So that's focusing on your priorities. Take some of that load, especially if you're president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, you can take some of that load off of your shoulders with the delegation. But the president is the one, at what was it? Was it Eisenhower? The buck stops here, or was it FDR? He said the buck stops here.
Truman, I think it was.
Truman, thank you. I'll get one of those presidents. I'll just keep pulling them out of air, and maybe I'll get them. But the president is the one that makes sure that VP is holding their people accountable. The secretary treasurer is making sure that everyone is dealing with the renewals in a timely fashion and their chapter participation, their chapter fees. And the VP and the Secretary Treasurer report back to the President. And then the membership committee, visitor hosts, membership committee reports to the VP, visitor hosts generally report to the Secretary Treasurer because they're the ones collecting money and seeing the people at the door. And so there's a whole process that's laid out in the chapter operations manual, which can make it so much easier for you. And now you get to focus on maybe some of the open networking, working on your weekly presentations, working on your feature presentation. So you focus on your priorities along with making the chapter more successful. Now, what do you emphasize? Similarly, with your chapter, think about how you might get more out of the members by focusing on and perfecting a limited number of key concepts in the BNI structure, like the power of one, rather than trying to do this all this stuff. Because as we've all been new members at some point, either we've done the live member success program or we've done the online member success program, there's one term that I'd usually use when I'm presenting it right at the beginning. It is like trying to take a drink of water or a sip of water from a fire hose. There's so much information that you can't retain it all. And they generally, people will remember about the last 10% of what they've heard if they're not taking notes. As an example, now I'm going to go into schools. Robert Marzano writes in a book, What Works in Schools? US mathematics textbooks address 170%, 175% as many topics as do German textbooks, and 350% as many topics as Japanese textbooks. The science textbooks used in the United States cover more than nine times as many topics as do German textbooks. That's amazing. Until I started looking at this and reading this article, I couldn't believe it. And four times as many topics as do the Japanese textbooks. But the flip side to that, you'd think more information is better. German and Japanese students significantly outperform US students in mathematics and science. Kind of amazing. And looking at it from a BNI perspective, BNI provides education. You can get education 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year through BNI Business Builders. But time and time again, what has been proven to help all members get the results that they are hoping to achieve, there's one tool, one tool. And I mentioned it earlier. Those are those key pieces, that power of one. It tells you everything you need to do to be successful in BNI. It lays it out for you. How many of us, myself included, really are excelling in the power of one? Well, maybe I should eliminate George from that because, you know, he's going for the green all the time. George, how do you do it? How are you staying in the green?
Well, I'm doing the activities. Bring in a visitor once a month. Have a referral once a week. Just do what the guidelines tells us to do, and it's contagious. And so, have your one-to-ones. Identify who your members are and what they're focused on, because attending the meeting is not enough. You get what, 45 seconds just to hear? And I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm focused on what am I going to say in my 45 seconds than listening to someone else. Okay. So, and I'm sure there's other people who are in that same boat. So to really have a for things to kind of click, you need that one-to-one. So you're spending like an hour with that person and vice versa. So That's how I'm able to give referrals to some of the people that I understand and I know when I do networking events or I come across interactions with other people. Because I know what Orly does, I know what Angel does or someone else does. I think this is a good, it's easy for me to give that referral, if that makes sense.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's that one-to-one is sort of like building a relationship with your significant other. You get to understand their likes, their dislikes, what they're looking for, what all those different pieces. That's so important. Claudia, you keep striving for excellence.
I'm trying.
Yeah. So what do you see in the Power of One that has the greatest impact?
The one-to-ones.
Yeah.
One-to-ones for sure. CUs are the easy ones. One-to-ones are really, really, really have an impact. You have those people in mind when seeing opportunity for giving a referral, and you understand their worth, and they understand yours.
Yeah, the one-to-ones are definitely an important piece to the Power of One. And it's funny, George, you mentioned the low bar, and so did you, Claudia. CEUs are easy, and you might not retain them. And being present and being at the meeting, well, they're two different things, but being there, that's a low bar. If you put it in your calendar, other than a God forbid, there's no reason not to be there. Cece, do you want to add something? You leaned in.
I leaned in because this is really interesting, and I keep listening to the participation. There's so many great insights here, and it's really kind of unfortunate that we've hit our 30 minutes and we only have that 15-minute kind of cushion right now. And I just want to keep listening, that I have never wanted to be a fly on the wall so much as this session. Thank you. Let me let you go on.
All those pieces in the Power of One can lead us all to success. And another thing that George mentioned is it becomes not addicting, but it becomes a habit. And as you keep increasing, it shows others that they can do it too. If we work with them and help them elevate themselves up, and then that actually changes people's attitude. Granted, the person that has that me first attitude is always going to have it. But the other people that were getting swayed by that attitude, they'll change. They will change. They will start to see, oh, wow, you know, Aaron's generating more dollars now. What's he doing? Claudia seems to be so well connected to everyone in the chapter and is bringing guests, visitors. And Bruce is like there every week and he's participating in the meeting. How is he doing it? They start getting curious, is what I'm saying. And that starts to affect their mindset and they move forward. So if we were going to go through anything in our meeting, in our structure, the Power of One report is something to emphasize. You might want to emphasize something else. I think that one report shows us the things that we all need as members to be successful, and directors, even our executive director. So I'm going to move forward. This is the fun one. Coaching staff member not up to par. Not only do members sometimes impede your chapter's progress, but I hate to say it, sadly, our own leadership team may unintentionally undermine your chapter's efforts. One of the things that can happen is if you have a member who's working behind the scenes to basically sabotage the chapter's success, you must take a serious look at quickly removing them from the mix. A leadership team that has a dysfunction where one person becomes the cynosure of all eyes and they're not sharing the spotlight with other members of the leadership, the spotlight goes from the president to the vice president, back to the president, to the secretary treasurer, to a membership committee member. And then it goes, finally starts going around the room. If the president keeps pulling it back to themselves all the time, we're missing out on recognition. We're diminishing positive attitude. And it's basically affecting half of the traditions and innovations. It's affecting the traditions where everyone gets the recognition in leadership of providing information to the chapter so they can all boost their visibility and credibility. When we go to look at performance of our members, who on the leadership team evaluates performance? And when I say leadership team, I'm also talking the support team. I should have called it all leaders team. Who helps to evaluate the performance?
It would be the vice president. Maybe does the membership committee only respond to the vice president's nudge, or are they also on the lookout?
The membership committee members should always be looking, well, not just at themselves, but they should be looking outward at the chapter and watching the performance. Because when it comes up to renewal time, statistics are one part. And most of us can understand the statistics. The other part is, how are they integrating in the chapter? It can't always be beer and Skittles and happy times. Sometimes they might have a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, bad 3 months. And it's up to the membership committee to actually start looking at it. And if it's a member on the leadership team, I call them the Cosmic Tribunal, President, Vice President, and Secretary Treasurer. If it's one of those people that seems to be causing an issue within the chapter, whether they're trying to rule with an iron fist or they're being lax and they're not holding anybody accountable, well, when that's seen, it needs to be brought to the chapter's director with the executive director looped in on the communication. It's that important because these are things that they don't make you happy. And with a member, if it doesn't make you happy, you better call Ken. But when it's the leadership team, you can definitely call Ken, but Ken's going to get it most likely or direct you to the chapter director.
And Ken Kiegler from Member Services is somebody who is supporting many regions in addition to ours. And I just want to make that point because we have listeners in 96 countries right now. And so they're not all going to have Ken, right? Yeah. So talk to your director and find out who the appropriate person would be, please.
Yeah, thank you, Cece. And then when we're looking at a member, and Bruce, this goes back to something you said at the beginning, and they're not committed or they're not as competent as you need them to be, we want to counsel them. We want to ask them, how can we help you? That's another piece that the membership committee does. Or another member might say, you don't look like you're happy here right now. How can I help with that? We do want to offer a helping hand. This isn't just axing people without trying to help them first. But you might as well remember, I'm going to say it again, addition by subtraction might be your best bet. If the person is not refusing help, not taking action on it, it might be your best bet. And as Abraham Lincoln once said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. It will not survive. And finally, to wrap up, and I appreciate y'all spending all this time with me, trimming the deadwood. In here, it's finally, leadership teams must consider how they might improve their chapter using the addition by subtraction principle. Sometimes means making critical decisions about members who have not kept pace with the rest of the chapter and are treating their other members in the chapter poorly or not upholding the core values. And I had sort of mentioned it previously. The unsaid thing is the other members of the leadership team may need to speak with the chapter director about a member, another member of the leadership team. Or of the vice president might need to speak about a member of their membership committee if they're not performing the way that they need to perform. Often subtracting these negative people from the chapter ranks and adding more credible members, so yes, we do have to invite, is the biggest key to turning a chapter around. It's really a hard reality because we don't want to see our seasoned members go. But if they become a nattering nabob of negativity, it's probably time. And in that hard reality, it's one that has to be explored and sometime enacted, that addition by subtraction, if one is truly committed to excellence. And I'm going to leave you with one last quote. And yes, it's another sports quote. Perfection is not attainable. But if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. And that was from Vince Lombardi. I want to thank you all for participating today. If there's any other questions dealing with this topic, it sees if we have time.
Thank you so much, Dave. This has really been excellent, and I know I'm quite inspired for it. We do have a little bit of time left for that cushion that I mentioned. So for those of you who have some burning desire to add to this, even if you don't, I'm really looking forward for just a little bit more dialogue, if you like.
I just want to add that, just basically repeating what you said, that attitude is contagious. And if it comes from leadership, it's even more contagious because they are under spotlight. And people, what they see, they accept as, okay, then that's how we are. Okay, so then that's how we are.
Absolutely. And I think Dave touched on this quite a bit, and that is, and I'm a firm believer in this, is when you look for people, and we look for excellent people, and we look, and we do this at renewal. Renewal is also part of looking for people, right? We say we look for that positive attitude, that passion, that dedication, that spark, whatever that word is for you, because that can't be trained, right? And I just, when you look at our core values, which again, Dave brought up and spoke about, it's no accident that positive attitude is on there as one of our core values. I am so proud to be part of an organization that wants you to have a place where professionals can support each other and do it knowing that we're playing on that positive attitude playing field. If you had one challenge in this entire topic, what do you think it is?
One challenge is taking some of the sports analogies and building B&I around it. I got to learn some things, so that was a new wrinkle in my brain, so I was happy about that. The challenge is, from the article I based it on, was removing a lot of the negativity in the article and showing that there are positives that we can do in B&I. That was the biggest challenge.
Thank you. George, I'm sorry, I was speaking over you. Please go ahead.
No, I think, like all the things that we need to do to be successful, the power of one, you know, education is very important. We can all learn, even that seasoned veteran can learn from each other in regards of the experience. So today's session kind of talked about, you know, the addition by subtraction. And I like the examples that we're given. And, part of, building a good chapter is the emphasis on member success program, the deeper dives with the advanced ones, as well as the one-to-one. So all of those major activities that we need to do needs to be embedded that this is what we need to do to be successful, not just for the chapter, but for our own business and also for our personal life. And that's what I've learned. And that's what I try to share when I'm having one-to-ones or counseling meetings with my fellow chapter members, as well as people outside of the BNI organization.
Thank you so much for that. I do need to, as I said, this is always such a hard session to end. You all are very fabulous on this. I invite you to attend our next one. Of course, we'll have the recording up for this, Brothers, on our podcast, BNI Podcast for Success.com. Our next one will not be happening in May. We're all going to be enjoying our conference and doing a lot of great things for that. I'm not going to say that one is more successful or supportive than the other, but I do want to see you at our BNI US and Canada conference, April 30th through May 2nd. We will be returning here in June on the first Thursday of June at 11:30 Pacific time with our guest executive director, Don Brooks Gula. Have an amazing week. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week on BNI Podcast for Success. Make sure to visit our website, BNI for Success, or BNI Podcast for Success.com, where you can subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, so you'll never miss a show. Our networking success ask this week is that you tell a friend about BNI for Success.